on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. It is Saturday, October 28th. It's Halloween weekend, believe it or not. And it's 7 a.m. and I'm here talking to you. So, you know, all kinds of things going on. I've got a guest in both hours of this version of the show today. going to talk to Smitty Smitty, who's sitting across the table from me right now. We'll bring his mic up shortly. He's got all kinds of things to talk about, what's going on with his two bands, Little Billy Lost, you know, and Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. Lots of things happening, so we'll talk to him for a bit. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Garrett, a.k.a. Speed Fossil, who's playing in a tribute band for Guided by Voices, and they're playing tonight at Faces in Malden. So we'll talk about that with him. Plus, I asked if he had any requests, and he came up with a great one. You know, he and I both love Power Pop, so we'll all talk about that as the day goes on. And just before I talk to Smith, I'll tell you about some of the new noise I have. I have some new noise from Boston's Crystal Canyon. I have something from Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. Letters to Cleo. Oh, yeah, I got a new song from Letters to Cleo. Who doesn't love Kay Hanley? Love that. Nervous Eaters have something new. Car Seat Headrest and something from the Evening Suns. All the way from Brighton Beach over there in the UK. So, all right, it's 7:07 in the morning. Let's talk to our friend Smitty. Hello, Smitty, are you there?
Oh, my God, what the heck? I thought I was going to go to bed early last night before coming in here. I went out to the Magic Room last night, and, yeah, so when I got up to come on in here, yeah, definitely... Interesting.
It's early, isn't it? I mean, it's dark out. As if we might be going to a club and it looks just like that at night, you know?
Yes.
You leave for the night at 6 p.m. and, you know, 6 a.m. you get here. It's the same thing. It's just strange.
It wasn't that long ago where the sun was like up full blast this time in the morning. And now it's like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah. We're going the other direction.
And, of course, on October 28th. You know, it's going to be up near 80 degrees. That's pretty normal. Although, you know, Indian summer, maybe that's what that is.
Indian summer. There you go.
Is that what that is? Maybe
Native American summer.
I was thinking the same thing. So funny.
Unless you think you know, unless India, the Asiatic country, you know, if there's a saying for that kind of Indian summer.
Well, I was going to say put a feather in your cap.
There you go. There you go.
All right, we should move on.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So thank you for the coffee and the donut today.
You're very welcome. But obviously, you had to eat it outside because they don't allow that in the studio.
No, there's no fun involved in this.
Exactly. No. So, but I was happy to do it. Thank you for having me on.
Okay.
You know, I do get up crazy early in the morning. Not so early that I gotta leave time to drive here. But I listened to your show at the new 7 a.m. o'clock hour, and you kill it every week. I mean, this is really... And you pick the time, I'm there.
7 a.m. is the new 9 a.m. at least until January, I hope. Yeah. I hope. So,
right.
Just to remind people, if there's anybody out there who doesn't know in the Boston area who you are and what you do, you're a drummer.
That is what I been doing for the last 40 plus decades, 50.
Wait, and, that would make you how old?
Yeah, way old.
Okay.
And, so just, you know, I started putting together my own music in the early 2000s and did recording over at New Alliance Audio with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And so next thing you know, I'm the front person of Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. And right as I'm putting that together, James Melson and Fred Pinot of the Atlantics fame reached out to me at almost the exact same time and said, Smitty, you want to play drums for Little Billy Lost? And so we got together for a go-see rehearsal. And in that first rehearsal, we wrote 3 songs. So I came back from that Little Billy Lost rehearsal, and my better half, Lucia, said, how'd it go? And it's like, well, I'm officially in 2 bands. It's like, 3 songs, first time. And they were amazing. And I'm so grateful that they reached out to me.
Yep, absolutely. And the 2 bands share some personalities.
They certainly do.
They do. So it's an embarrassment of riches.
It is. And that is my phrase I love to use. Embarrassment of riches. My cup runneth over. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's certain things.
Wowza, wowza,
wowza. Wowza, wowza,
wowza. Yeah, I got you all figured out.
Yes. And I really am, you know, at this stage of my life playing music, I just feel so fortunate and lucky, and I didn't know I would be this active at this stage of my life, but there's no signs of it slowing down in any way, if anything, picking up, and I don't know, I have so much stuff to talk about, I guess it would be the point where one of the great things that has happened to both Little Billy Lost and Smitty Smitty and the Festones, and we just started working with Rock Garden Records.
Yay, Todd and Lisa.
Todd and Lisa Erickson. And we have so many, and one of the events I'll talk about later is with them and playing with one of Todd's bands, but it's just kind of, yeah, an embarrassment of riches. Todd and Lisa are shot out of a cannon.
Yes.
And I see nothing but great things. I think they're going to be the new local record label in town, and I have no doubt as they move forward and get work with bands and put together shows, they're going to be the hot local record label. I mean, they're just really they're just beautiful people to work with, and I'm very excited. We're all very excited to work with them.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, you know, Todd's got a great pedigree around here in Boston. Shake the Faith. You know, they used to sell out the Channel, for God's sakes.
You know, Todd is so, you know, he has so much pedigree and legacy, and he's so very humble. You know, it just, working with him is a joy. He mentioned it in the press release that they did. I'm not going to get into all the details of it, but he did have that beautiful release of Candy Baby with a Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah, Linda Viennes.
Virginia Viennes, and, you know, he's on it. And so he reached out to me. And he said, yeah, Smitty, let's do a Mutual Admiration Society with you. And so, we're putting that together. I'm very excited about that. And then, obviously, the singles that will be coming out very soon. So it's just really, it's very exciting. I thought my November was going to be sleepy. It is so not sleepy. So much stuff going on, and I'll talk about it later. But right now, Rock Garden Records with Todd and Lisa. They are the, they're the hot label. They got the hot hand. Mm-hmm. They got the hot hand.
So you're over there now with both bands.
Correct. Hmm. And James and Patrick are, you know, they've been in the Boston music scene a long time. But anytime you get an opportunity to work with Fred Pinot. One of the reasons why the first time we got together, we wrote three songs is because Fred is that prolific. He's insanely prolific. There isn't a single rehearsal that he shows up to where he doesn't have a brand new idea for a song. And it's like, okay. And then he starts playing it, and then we just look around at each other like, what the hell?
And he's probably still looking at you going, do you guys think that's okay?
Exactly,
I'm not really sure.
Exactly. It's like, yeah. What are you kidding me? This is insane. You know, and so it's just really, it's almost like a songwriting class being in the room with Fred and how he puts things together and his recommendations, you know, why don't we zig instead of zag, you know, and stuff. It really is amazing. And so Little Billy Lost, it's a joy. And because I'm not the front person in that band, James and Fred split the vocals, and Patrick, he steps up to sing too. I just show up and, you know, buckle in and go for the ride.
You're also very, very lucky because being in a band is the same as being in any other kind of a group. It can be a quote-unquote bad marriage. and it just isn't with you.
No.
You're very fortunate.
I'm
I don't
so
know how you
fortunate.
Did it.
Well, you know, you can only take credit for so much. You know, there is, you know, luck involved, but my definition of luck is preparedness, mm-hmm. meeting opportunity.
Oh, I like that. I like that, and I like
it
the way
luck.
You. I like the way you raised one finger to make
raise
your point.
One finger,
yeah,
and it went into my professor, you know, mm-hmm. definition of luck.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So, now that we've established who you are and what you do, tell
yes.
us. There's so much stuff going on.
So
Rock
much.
Rock Garden Records. They got a big show coming up around Thanksgiving.
Yes, they do.
And there's the IPO. Tell us about all that stuff.
All right. So so we'll go chronologically. The one that's coming up the fastest, and really, I'm so looking forward to it. One of the reasons I was at the Magic Room last night is I had to go in and check on some stage production things in preparation for Night of the Living Fez at the Magic Room this Friday, November 3rd. And so the whole thing centers around the reunion of a Boston band from mid-late 80s called The Strange Men.
Okay.
And they are just the kitschiest sci-fi kind of, you know, not necessarily rockabilly per se, but they got that like sort of rocky punk sci-fi. They come in character. Their persona is that they're from another planet. the Strange Men, almost, you know, like the Blue Man Group, only, you know, rock and roll.
Yep.
And wow. They wear these beautiful, huge white wigs, you know, bouffant white wigs, and they're just an amazing band. And so this is really the centerpiece for this show at the Magic Room on Friday, November 3rd, is the Strange Men. Then also on the bill is a gentleman who he always plays with the Bentmen, Chris Burbell.
And I love Chris.
I know. Chris is an amazing guy. He's got a band called Two Ton Cumming and the Heavyweights. And if you've ever seen Two Ton Cumming and the Heavyweights, everybody in the band wears what? A fez.
Oh, no.
And that was, so this was Des Desmond putting together the event. He called me many months ago, and he said, I got an idea for a show. We're going to call the show Night of the Living Fez, and we're going to have Two Ton come. They're all wearing fezes, you know, complimenting your fez.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that where that came from. And then Smitty and the Fez Tones, we're going to open the night. And the nice thing about that is we do like going on first, because then we can set up the stage exactly the way we want it. You know, and nothing gets moved around. We're not in a hurry.
And you would provide the backline by doing that?
Some of it. Some not of it. All of it. Mm-hmm. Some of it. It just gives us an opportunity to really show us at our best right up front. So if you are a fan of Smitty and the Fez Tones, doors are at 7. The music is supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Smitty and the Fez Tones at the Magic Room on Friday, November 3rd for Night of the Living Fez, definitely be there no later than 8. And the beautiful thing about Magic Room is like zero problems with parking. None.
Huge
zero.
Parking lot.
Huge
yeah.
parking lot.
Yep.
You don't get, you know, it's free. You don't have to pay a cent. There aren't meter people running around, you know, trying to give you tickets. And it's easy to find. You're going to have to get in a car. You're going to have to carpool, drive your car.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah. Unless you have a teleporter.
Yeah, if you're a teleporter, you're golden.
Yeah.
But really, you can get there in like 20 minutes, bam. I mean, the argument I've made with a lot of people is, oh, it's out in Norwood. Yeah, you can go to any club in Cambridge, Somerville, or Arlington, and you'll spend an hour trying to find a place to park, and you'll have anxiety the entire time because you won't know if your parking spot is clean, you know, without being able to get a ticket. You can get to Magic Room in Norwood, park your car, and get in the club faster, for no money, faster than any venue in the Boston area. It's a fact of life. And so if you haven't been to Magic Room in Norwood, you can. We definitely have Facebook event pages for Night of the Living Fez. It's got the address,
mm-hmm.
and all right, which I do too. I'll just say real quick, 83 Morris Road, Norwood, Mass. And definitely. And you want to come because, frankly, the Smitty and the Fez Tones group, I'm so blessed to have so many talented people in the band, but more than half of the band members play in other bands. And so we're only able to, you know, get together once in a blue moon. This is that one blue moon. You know, I'll go to the next show. You know, if you keep telling yourself you go to the next show, you're never going to see the band, and it will be your loss. That's all I can say.
So true. And, you know, when you get to the Magic Room, too, you walk in there and you see just it's decorated so.
It's like a fun house. It's
so interesting. And you see Dez smiling at you.
Yeah. I mean, it really is, you know, and I was there last night.
It's a nice experience.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say it. It's the coolest music venue in Boston, period. And if you haven't been, all you have to do is go one time. You go, oh, this is what Smitty was talking about. It is. The Magic Room in Norwood is the coolest music venue in Boston, period.
You heard it here first.
It's not even close.
Yep.
Everyone's fighting for second place. So if you haven't been, go. And this Friday is the best opportunity to go.
All right. Cool.
All right. So do you want to play? Do you want me to keep plugging? Or do you want to play some music?
Keep plugging.
All right. I'm plugging away.
And then we're going to play a couple of.
Love it.
One of each, Smitty.
So then the next thing going on in relation to the Rock Garden Records is Little Billy Lost has a show with Holy Smoke and Girl with a Hawk at Kodo.
In Salem
on 11/11. You got to love it, 11/11.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, November 11th, 11/11 at Kodo. And obviously Holy Smoke is on Rock Garden Records because that's Todd Erickson's band.
Yep.
the new Rock Garden Records artist, Little Billy Lost, will be at the show. And who knows what Linda Viennes and Girl in the Hawk's going to be doing, but I'm just glad we're sharing a stage. I mean, we talked, and it's like, yeah, just be, you know, even though they're not on Rock Garden Records as we speak, we got to make time to share the stage and not let, you know, record label things get in the way. So that's our goal. So, because Linda's great. You know, how do you not do a show with Linda? She's awesome. Uh-huh. So that's on November 11th at Kodo. And then, I'm so busy, it's insane.
IPO's coming up.
That's exactly where I'm going. You
yep.
got it.
Yep.
So where'd I go? Here we go. So the IPO starts, it's going to be at the Square Root in Roslindale. Yep, Rosie.
And let's mention, this is David Bash's 20th,
yes.
I think, 20th year.
Yeah, there it is at the top of the poster, 20th, 20 years. And the funny thing is, I think I've played in at least 15 of them in some form or another. And I've actually gone on the road with David. I played Nashville. I played Liverpool.
Yeah, I remember IPO. You did that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that was insane. That was a trip, not just only because I was raised on the Beatles. They arguably were my inspiration for doing any of this nonsense. But to do it with IPO, you know, at the Cavern Club. And the great thing about the Cavern Club is it kind of reminds me about like what people think about cars in Detroit. People have like crazy amounts of knowledge about cars in Detroit. You know, this is what you're in Detroit.
Right.
The people in Liverpool have crazy amounts of knowledge of like music going back 50, 60. I mean, I was having a conversation with a guy in his 80s. We were talking about the Small Faces and, you know, and just all these, you know, British bands and bands that came out of Liverpool. I mean, so the place packs out. There's a club across the street from the original Cavern Club called the Cavern Pub, I think. Mm-hmm. And so that fills out, and then they have the actual Cavern Club across the street. And so, I mean, David Bash, you know, I've been working with him and doing shows with him for decades, for the last 20 years. And,
yeah. And in case anybody doesn't know, IPO is International Pop Overflow.
Right, right, right.
So the bands that are there are the best of the area, certainly, that they're playing. And they travel and have these shows all over the world, literally.
Yes.
And they're mostly, not all, but based on our love of power pop.
Yes, that's the core. Although what David has realized early on is for these events, he can't be like strictly power pop. He's definitely...
It's still the bottom line core thing.
Right, yeah. It is the core thing in the whole deal. So the big deal while I'm involved in it is Fred Pinot. He was in the Atlantics, and he has a group that he put together for all Atlantic songs called Big City Rockers. And
this is so exciting.
Both James and I were talking this week during the Fez Tone rehearsal, and it's like, have you spent any time with those Atlantic songs? It's like, yeah, I went through them a couple times. It's like, we got to double. That's like, yeah, I know, we got to double down on these. So, on Saturday, November 18th at Square Root, but the entire IPO event is starting on Wednesday, November 15th. 16th, 17th, which for the record, 17th is going to be a Red on Red appreciation night. It's all Red on Red bands on Friday, November 17th at Square Root. And then Saturday, we're going to finish it off. Actually, the funny thing is the Big City Rockers are literally going to finish the whole thing off. We're the last band on that night. And so I'm really looking forward to the International Pop Overthrow Boston 2023. So that's that one. So that I've done three. I've done that. I got Night of the Living Fez. I got Kodo. I got IPO. And then the last one is a gigantic Rock Garden Records, a coming out party. This is like their showcase, like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're Rock Garden Records, come on down.
And they're not starting out in a small club or anything like that. This is the Brighton Music Hall.
Brighton Music Hall. Yeah. And the great thing about Todd and Lisa is they've been networking for a very long time, with their label and people. So the beauty thing on they're titling it a Revolution. And it's in celebration of the Beatles' 55th year of celebration of the White Album when it came out. And they're working with Crossroads and Live Nation and Chachi LaPrette from, she does the radio show Breakfast with the Beatles, and it's at the Brighton Music Hall, and it's on Sunday. I think it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you're going to be, by the time Sunday comes around, it'll be 4 o'clock. The Patriots will have already successfully lost their, you know, umpteenth game in a row.
And it's post-Thanksgiving weekend,
right,
so by
post,
Sunday, you'll
you're
be...
You're ready to go.
Yeah, your stomach is all... You're good. Yep.
Starts at 4, and then everybody's doing a half an hour set, and the prerequisite is that every band on the bill has to play one song from the White Album. And I'm not going to tell you what song each band is playing. You're going to have to come out and see. But the bands on the bill are Galaxy Cake.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Fifth Freedom. The False Positives.
Hey, Dave.
Holy Smoke.
Eric.
Crow Follow.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yep.
Little Billy Lost. And then Smitty and the Festones, we're going to end it. And, you know, there's a rumor there may or may not be a big sing-along at the end of the night. But I'm so looking forward to this. This is the big coming-out party for Rock Garden Records. Revolution Sunday, November 26th, going to be on at 4 o'clock. I don't know that I have information on where to get your tickets yet, but I do know there's an event page, Revolution, Rock Garden Records.
It'll lead you right to it.
It'll take you right there. But this is going to be a big deal. Full production. I don't know if you've ever been to Brighton Music Hall, but it's like a real stage. Big production, you know, lights, monitors, yep. You know, it's like it's a real pro deal, and we're very excited. It, you know, and the fact that we're going to be working with Crossroads and Live Nation, we're very excited about that. And that, you know, that'll pretty much finish off our 2023. And, you know, then we got all kinds of stuff in the works for 2024.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. All right. Well,
how was that?
It was great. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on. And let's finish this up before you take off and let everybody hear a little bit of what you do in two of your bands.
No, let's cancel. Right. I don't want to do that.
Fine. Get out. All right. So I want to play something by Little Billy Lost and by Smitty. I have to admit, it's hard to pick a favorite, but I don't know.
I know you asked me and I wimped out and said, you pick. I can't pick.
Yeah, well, you put a smiley icon, so that was okay. But my favorite song from Little Billy Lost, I don't know why.
It can be your favorite.
You know, and I've told James and I've told Fred, it's Tailpipe Drag.
That's a fun, and that was actually one of the first songs that we wrote.
Yes.
And I think that came together like almost in its entirety the first time we ever got together as a band.
It's just a great, great listen. It's a cool song. So I want to play that. And as far as the Fez Tones, you guys did a cover recently that's just fantastic. You know, if you're going to cover Bowie, you better make it your own. And
well,
I think you did.
Well, it's kind of funny. I did get a little bit of grief from some people. How dare you cover David Bowie? It's like, get off your high horse.
Mm-hmm.
These are all these.
I
are
say,
like,
why not?
Why not? It's just that the trick or the responsibility is you better do something interesting with it. And I'm very happy with it, Michael. I mean, I'm not going to toot my own horn. I'm very happy with
it. I'll toot your horn.
Thank you.
It's a great cover.
Thank you.
And I invite people to really listen to the way that the music is presented. You've taken the song and you've turned it on its head. You've got some cool little piano accents in there. And I've heard you say before that when you do a cover, you try to make it so that when it starts, people go, what is that?
And
said, wait a minute, that's so...
Right.
I think you're going about it the right way. So
thank you.
Let's do this. Let's play that. We'll come back and say bye.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, so let me go into these songs. I'm going to play a little crash, boom, bang, little MFO thing, and we'll go right into it. This is WMFO in Medford.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
tailpipe drag.
Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on.
Yeah.
Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
WMFO Medford, 7:38 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Smitty. And yeah, we just heard a couple of tracks from both of the bands of
Little
this
Billy
gentleman
Lost
here.
And yep. Smitty in the Fez Tones.
Yeah, from Cox of the Walk, which is the EP that came out.
Right, many moons ago.
Yeah, it's 2018,
I believe that was the year.
Do the Tailpipe Drag, just a great song. And the Fez Tones, Smitty and the Fez Tones, their cover of Bowie, Rebel Rebel.
Rebel Rebel.
Yeah.
So, the reason why it's Smitty and the Fez Tones, and the Fez Tones has two Z's in it now, believe it or not, there are no less than six Fez Tones out there playing right now. And four of the six claim, and what I love is four of them claim that they own the copyright on the name the Fez Tones. And it's like, well, you guys should probably talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I was putting this together, I originally, we were calling ourselves Fez Tones 1Z, and then I talked to all the appropriate people, said, you know what? I'm throwing another Z in there. I don't need this legal hassle.
It's as simple as that. It's always the Z's.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so give us a quick synopsis.
Friday coming up, Night of the Living Fez at the Magic Room with the Strange Man Two-Ton Cummins and Smitty and the Fez Tones, followed by Bootleg Dan Presents Girl with a Hawk, Little Billy Lost, and Holy Smoke at Kodo on September, November 11th. David Bash's IPO 2023 at the Square Root on November, I don't have it in front of me. IPO November
15th is Wednesday.
Yeah, 15th, going through to that Saturday. And we're finishing off the month of November at Brighton Music Hall with Revolution, the coming out showcase performance from Rock Garden Records artists. Breakfast with the Beatles, celebrating the 55th anniversary of the White Album, and a boatload of bands that are on Rock Garden Records, and
Your cup?
Our cup runneth over.
It does. Thank you, Smitty.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate this weird hour.
Yeah. I'll come back again. Are you kidding?
I hope so.
By the way, traffic is great coming here.
It is, isn't it?
It's non-existent.
No. But you still have the headlights coming at you like it's night.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I know. Yeah. All right, Smitty, everybody, thanks again. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. So it's WMFO. It's 7:40 in the morning. I have Garrett, a.k.a. Speed Fossil, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And until then, I'm going to play one of the five-song sets with two new noises, one at the beginning, one at the end. Going to start with Evening Suns for the first one. The set will end with something great from Car Seat Headrest. Haven't heard from them in a while. And a couple of freeforms thrown in there in between. So it's new noise right now from the Evening Suns from Brighton Beach in the UK. This is Summer Rain. It's WMFO in Medford.
I don't know where you get your kicks. Funnier.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:58 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike, and I hope you, if you're still in bed, you know, listening, hope you had a seatbelt on, because that was some great stuff to wake you up. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me tell you what that was. Started out with new noise from a band from the UK, from the Brighton Beach area over there, called the Evening Suns, S-O-N-S. Their latest record is called Tracks, and that's Summer Rain. Edna Swap. Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it? But it's a great cover that came out in 2011 from the Jawbreaker EP. That was Next to You, the Police cover. Just great. Tex and the Horseheads. You know, I have to credit Greg Allen, our local Greg Allen and Fringe Religion. He posted on the socials this week about his record that's going to come out, and he happened to mention that Texacola Jones is on one of his tracks. I mean, so Tex and the Horseheads was the third song in the set, Tumbleweed Blues. She is called the Trashy Queen of Cowpunk, and that's a compliment. It's just wonderful stuff, and I'm so glad to hear that she did a track with him. Then we heard a track from the artist called The Connection. In 2018, they had an album that came out called Wish You Success. In the end, and then Garrett was right. That was a brand new noise from Car Seat Headrest. They released it as an A-B side. That was called We Looked Like Giants, a different sound for them. Really like it. I like that band anyway. It's always been kind of a do-it-yourself kind of thing for Car Seat Headrest, so good for them. I really like that. So